This week, UFO investigators are going to travel to Stephenville to talk with witnesses of a strange phenomenon.
There are no photos, but dozens of locals are telling the very same story about the mystery lights. NBC 5's Scott Gordon has the story.
There, and I looked, something just caught my attention. It was straight out that way, and it was pretty low.
It was about an hour after sunset last Tuesday. Leroy Gayton noticed a strange light outside his home near Stephenville.
I saw two red glows. They glowed, and then they kind of faded, glowed again. And I kind of looked, so I thought, boy, that's just not right.
Dozens of others out here in the country, including a pilot, a teacher, and business owners, report seeing the same thing. Gayton is a county constable.
This the second that it went off, the other one appeared.
By the time his 8-year-old son Ryan came outside, the red glow had turned bright white.
Yeah, it was like going like right there and then going like that. It looked like it was faster than a jet.
But they were like a weird color. They were really, really bright. And I saw them doing this and just kind of moving around.
Then they say the lights jetted across the sky.
And then they just shot off this way.
They just took off like that way.
What was so astonishing is the speed that this thing took off. I mean, it took off so fast that it was like...
The Air Force says it had no planes in the area that night.
It wasn't an airplane. It wasn't a meteor because it wouldn't have been bouncing around. And it wasn't just only one light.
So what was it? Gayton says it was like nothing on Earth.
I've never seen anything like that, never.
That's Scott Gordon reporting. And a major over at the Joint Reserve Base in Fort Worth suggests this all may have been an illusion caused by the sunset and commercial jetliners. Whatever it was, it's attracting the attention of UFO buffs from all over the world who plan to descend on Stephenville next Saturday.